Hello?
Hello? Hey.
Hey, is this Mark?
Hello? Yes, it is.
Hey there, Mark. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you?
I am perfect fine as well. Thank you so much for asking.
Good.
Right, so I suppose that your website is about to get completed.
Yeah, I hope so. I think we're close. I think we got to do a little tweaking, but I think we're pretty close.
And how's the process going on so far for you? How's everything going on?
It's going okay. It's going okay. I'd say it's going okay.
All right, okay. And this is a fundraising tool? This is a
Yes, that's
fundraising?
right.
All right, and this is,
Right.
all right, okay. Donation. All right. So I have some questions if you don't mind. Will that be okay? And you do
Yeah,
have some
I've got
updates
some.
for the website?
Well, I think I've yeah, I mean we can talk through that, sure. But I think we're getting pretty close. There's just some things that I think from a functionality standpoint, as well as just some of the specifics, I think there's some errors that we just need to work through. So I think it'll be pretty easy to fix.
Well, you can let me know whatever you think is whatever needs to be changed on the website. So I'll just go ahead and send it forward to the team so they can just go ahead and make the changes for you.
Well, now, so what's your name? Have we talked before?
Yeah, my name is Joe Wilson. I'm the HOD from Orbit.
Okay, so
Yes.
I've worked with Peter and Sam, I think, and they've been doing some changes. So I spoke with Sam a couple of days ago, and told him what I needed to be done, and then I called back yesterday, and was told that that work should be completed today. And so I was just calling to check on it, and then make sure that what we had spoken about needs to has gotten done. So that information, what's needed to be, the changes that are needed have already been communicated.
Okay, well, can you give me like 1 minute so I can check up on that and let you know? Like, how much time will it
Yes.
take, or is it already done?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Can you stay over the phone for me for like 1 minute?
Sure.
All right, thank you so much for that, Mark. Appreciate it. All right, I suppose that the changes that you mentioned was you sent us the logo and you wanted the same banner from the homepage on the About Us and on our clay bricks, same banner on the order clay bricks and order granite bricks, same banner for the from the homepage. And on FAQ page, you needed the same one, correct?
Yeah, as far as the banner goes, that's right. Yeah, we were
Mm-hmm.
gonna, yeah, make those are very simple edits, right?
And there was a form that needed to be filled out before the order has been placed as well.
Yes, that's right. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. There's a couple of errors with those pages that need to be corrected.
Alrighty, okay. Well, I suppose that the task has been updated. Alright, I'm just going through the website for you, okay? So we're both on the same page.
Yeah, so let's, if you want to just walk through what's on the web page step by step, we can do that.
Sure. Well, just to have you satisfied with the work that we're doing, all right, just to go ahead and make sure that everything is on the same page, so I'll just go ahead and do it for you as well. All right.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So how's your day going on so far?
It's okay. Day's going pretty well. Really busy.
Right, okay. Well, on the About Us, I suppose that there has been the same banner. Clay
Yeah,
brick.
the so let me ask you about the banner. I uploaded some additional pictures on the Teamwork page. I guess it's under files. And so With the scrolling banner, I know that there's a number of – so I've got a number of pictures here, and I want to talk about some of these pictures. But let's just talk about the banner right now. So I'm assuming for the moment that somewhere you've got it programmed to loop through a very specific number of photographs for the banner. And what I wanted to do was to add probably just one additional photo to that banner. Is that reasonable?
Of course. Why not?
Okay, great. So you should have access to the Teamwork page
where
we can share in. Okay, great.
I do.
So the additional photograph that I'd like to add, and hopefully this will work, hopefully it uploaded the right way, I'm not sure, but it's called Robin Road Entrance Close-Up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Give me a minute. I'm just going on to the website. Let me just go ahead and open the website for you. All right, so we can walk through with that, and whatever the changes are, I'll just note it down and send it over to the team.
Okay.
All right. I was just checking on all of the images from the banner, seeing the banner is on all of the pages first. All right. I think it is. Well, just go ahead. What other changes do you want on the website?
Yeah. So let's. If I look at the clay bricks, if I click on clay bricks, it reads featured products, which is great. All right, and then there are some current photos there. It looks like six of them. I would like to replace the six images that are there with six images that I have, or actually more than that if we can, from the Teamwork website, the Teamwork page, and some of the files that I've put in there. So
sure.
Is that something that you could do now?
Sure, I can just go ahead and have you already sent the pictures over to the Teamwork?
Yes, they're already there. I can actually just point them to you.
Sure.
Or point you to them.
Sure. Just give me a quick minute. Let me just open Teamwork for you as well. So I have everything in front of me.
Now, I guess a question here for you is on the featured products area down there, There's six images listed there. How many images can I place into that space?
Okay. All right. Just give me a minute. It's opening. All right, so you want the pictures to be changed on the featured products, and how many pictures do you have or have you sent over so I can just notify the team that we will make changes over to that page?
Yeah, I mean, I've got quite a number of them. I just, you know, I don't know if there's a limitation on the number that can be loaded in there. So I guess if I could just draw your attention to the Teamwork page,
mm-hmm.
and just simply point out that the images that I would like to see, if we can put them all, that's great. If we can't, I understand. But what I'd like to see under featured products on the clay bricks page is can be found on the Teamwork page on all of the image files that start with the word clay, C-L-A-Y.
Clay. Flake. All right.
Clay, C-L-A-Y.
All right, just give me a quick minute. Clay, you said C-L-A-Y?
C-L-A-Y. So all of the images in the Teamwork page that start with the word clay, C-L-A-Y, I'd like for those to be posted under the featured products.
Or clay bricks.
On the clay bricks. Right.
Got it.
Okay. So, and then very similarly, on the granite bricks page.
You want those pictures over there?
Yeah, so the pictures that I would like on the granite, again, back to the teamwork page, there are a number of images that start with the word granite, and I'd like all of those posted there.
All right, okay.
Now I think you guys will know this, obviously. There's a Word document that starts with the word granite. Obviously, that one does not need to make it to the page, to the site, but all of the
ordered,
JPEGs, right?
This is just an order form that needs to be there once someone is going to place an order, but before that, the form shows up so you can have all of the information what needs to be on that.
Well, hang on. You're changing subjects on me. I'm not talking about the order form right now. I'm just talking about the page that says granite bricks, and then up under the granite bricks is featured products. So I'm just talking about the photograph.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the photographs, and those photographs can be found on the teamwork page. And it's all of the JPEG files that start with the word granite.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. And those will be the same thing as we will be doing for the clay bricks? The pictures needs to be changed on the featured products?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we just talked about that. So on the clay bricks page, under featured products, I want those pictures replaced with the pictures from the teamwork page that starts with the word clay, C-L-A-Y. All of those JPEGs.
I got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So those are the changes for that. All right. Next, the FAQ page looks fine. No changes there. The photos. Our project photos, is that something I will be able to edit later?
Of course, you will be provided with the CMS, so yes, you will be able to go ahead and make the changes by yourself as well.
Okay, great. Well, we'll skip the photos page then.
Okay.
All right. The next thing, and this is where it gets more sophisticated with the details. So if I click on the order bricks page, okay, are you following along with me on the web page,
yes,
or are you just making notes?
Yes. I am following
okay.
it on getting all of the details
okay.
of the team as well, side by side.
Great. Yeah. So on the when I click the order bricks button, then the order bricks page shows up. It just reads donation. All right, right here, this is where that banner, that same banner that we're using throughout all of the pages, that same rotating banner needs to show up here as well.
Okay. All right.
All right. Then.
Got it.
All right. Then the word donation that's printed across the banner, that word donation, just needs to simply, we need to change that to say order page or something like that. Just make it say order page.
Got it. I'll rephrase it.
Okay. All right. So now as we scroll down and you've got clay bricks printed on the left with an image under that, granite bricks on the right with an image under that. So what I want to do, is I want to replace the image. I want to replace both images. And the image that I want to use for the clay bricks, and I'll just go ahead and get explicit with which one. So for the clay bricks, what I'd like to do is to use, I'm going to give you the name of the photograph, or the name of the JPEG file here in just a second. I'd like that to be replaced with clay-Lisa Dubelt.
All right. Just give me a minute. Clay hyphen.
Yep. Lisa.
And then?
LISA. DUEBELT.JPG.
All right, just give me a minute. I'm checking where that picture is. I do have Lisa Dubolt. Is that the one?
Yes, that's it.
Got it.
That's it.
Got it.
Okay. All right, super. And then for the granite bricks for that photo, I'd like you to put the file that reads granite-johnmarvinsmith.jpg.
John Marvin Smith, I got it.
Okay, great. Okay, so the two buttons that are down below, which says order here, so if I click on the order here under the clay brick, so let's do that together. Click on clay brick. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some mistakes here, so let me just make these comments. So, again, the text that reads donation needs to be rewritten as clay
order
brick
page.
Order. Yep. Well, just make it clay brick order page because there's going to be two different ones. So this should say clay brick order page.
Got it.
Clay brick order page. All right. And then as you scroll down, the text that starts at Strawn Tiger Stadium and gave brick, that's actually incorrect, but I'd like for that all to be taken out all the way through the address.
Okay, all of that will be taken out. That's not a problem.
Okay, then on the photo on the left, that's not going to be an interactive sort of image, is it? In other words...
I was saying that it is not an accurate picture. You need to change it.
Yeah. Let's change that picture. And the one I'd like to put there, I want it to say Clay hyphen Michelle Armstrong.
Clay hyphen Michelle Armstrong? Just give me a minute, okay?
Yes. Okay.
All right. Let me just note it down. Got it. It'll be changed.
Okay, great. Okay, all right. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, so the next thing is that needs to be corrected here is, all right, so on the order form, I think maybe I'm trying to think through this here. So there are text and character limitations for each line. So there are 20 spaces, a limit of 20 spaces per line. So right now, if I go in and I start typing something on each line, I can add as many characters as I want. There needs to be a limit. That needs to be limited to no more than 20 characters, including spaces.
Okay. Per line width. Spaces. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so each line has a limit of 20 spaces.
Okay.
All right, now down at the bottom where it reads donate now, that text needs to say something like add to shopping cart or something like that.
Donate now. All right, it needs to be saying add to shopping cart or something like that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. The other thing is I have purchased through your service, I guess, and maybe a third party, a shopping cart where I'm able to receive payments. None of that functionality has been set up, as best I can tell.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that donate now needs to simply say add to shopping cart.
Donate now needs to say shopping cart.
Yeah, well, it needs to say add to shopping cart, and then, you know, that information that they just filled out in all of those spaces, lines 1 through 4, buyer name, phone number, all of that information needs to be placed into a database or something, and an email needs to be sent
to our Yes, of course. I'm sorry to cut you off, but it will be sent out to you, all right, the email will be integrated over to that form. So it will be on the database, and it will be sent out to your email address as well.
Okay. All right. Great. Can I give you some information or some text that I told you when we started on this page that the text that reads starts with Strawn Tiger Stadium and ends with the physical address?
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to replace that. Well, okay. Yeah, but I'd like to. Thinking about it, I need to provide the customer some instruction here. And so the instruction needs to basically read, Clay Bricks have a 4-line limit and 20 spaces per line limit.
Okay. All right. I'll be making these changes that you have just mentioned. All right, and if you have any kind of, you wanted me to go ahead and remove all of that, all right, and we'll be replaced with the instruction that you will set up, all right, that you will be sending, because I want you to go ahead and send it over, all right, so my team can just go ahead and, you know, put it up over there instead of the,
right.
Yeah. All right, just got it.
And did we talk about changing the banner there as well
to
that scrolling
same
banner?
One, okay, the great. Scrolling one.
Right, right. Just make it simple and keep it same. Okay, so now I'm back to the order bricks page where I have the option of selecting either clay or granite bricks. So if I click on the order here button under the granite brick, all right, so now here – I'm going to give you another image to locate adjacent to the customer entry information. Okay, so I'm gonna say that I'd like for you to place the following picture file in that spot. I'd like for
the granite bricks, right?
Say that again.
I was saying for the granite bricks.
Yeah, for the granite bricks. Yeah, so that photo.
Okay.
Needs to be replaced with the file titled granite-coach-doyle-kinsall.
Coach Doyle Kinsall. Got it.
Yep. Okay. All right. So now on the order form section, so here's the big difference here. All right. So what needs to change is the total number of lines. So in this instance, the customer can enter 5 lines of information.
5 lines of information.
Yeah. Right. So you've got line 1, line 2, line 3, line 4. We just need to add another line that says line 5.
And will it be having the same space for 20 characters with the spaces?
It will be 14. 14 will be the maximum number of spaces for each line here.
Okay. Spaces. Okay. Got
it. And that, again, that's you know, blanks and everything. So now I'm just noticing a difference here between the two, between the granite and the brick. So you've got buyer's name, phone number, and address. If I go back and look at the clay brick, it says buyer's name, phone number, but no address is listed. So if you would, back on the clay brick order form, add the buyer's address
Got it. To make it same.
Okay. Yeah, just want to make it the same.
Sure.
So then,
sure.
All right. So again, we're back on the Granite order page again, down at the bottom where it says donate now. Just that needs to change to add to shopping cart.
Got
add
it.
Add to cart. Yep. All right, and then, so if I click on that, and I look over, you know, then I get a little shopping cart window open up, and so I'm hoping that all of that's going to be functional. So when somebody enters this information in, okay, all right, great.
Yeah, because
right,
this
so
is going to be the functionality that will be created once all of the changes on the website and all of these things are done, so we can work on the payment methods and stuff like that.
That's great. That's great. Okay, perfect. Those are the major changes, you know, in addition to us needing the functionality of obviously the shopping cart and being able to do the merchant transactions.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, all of the things will be taken care of, and all of the changes that you have just told me will be done within 24 to 48 hours of time. And as soon as they're done, there will be an email sent out to you that we are working on the payment and the shopping cart integration. All right. And once that is done, of course, that will be sent out an email as well for the confirmation, like, hey, we're good with everything. You can just review the website and let us know if you have any kind of concerns or things that you want to change on the website.
Yeah. So just so I'm clear, when I talked with Sam, it's been 48 hours ago. When I gave him these instructions, and so 48 hours has passed, and you know the updates aren't done. So I'm just wanting to make sure, because I'm trying to work under a timeline here with getting this website up and running. So I feel like I'm already 2 days behind.
Well,
so,
don't you worry about it, Mark, because I do take care of all of this, and I sincerely do apologize if you were, past your schedule time. All right, but I'll make sure that these are being taken care of on a priority basis for you. So we are delivering everything to
okay.
you on time.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, no worries about it, all right. Okay, well, I'll pass
okay.
it over to Sam, and I'll let him know about it, okay? So he'll give you a call and we'll let him know about it as well.
Okay, thank you very much.
No worries about it. All right, well, take care.
Bye.